Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，平安，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
What are differing weights?
什么是不同的砝码，或者是说不同的标准呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 10 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言第二十章第十节。
Differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 10 in the Bible.
箴言二十章十节，两样的砝码，两样的升斗，都为耶和华所憎恶。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下这一节经文的意思。
Differing weights, differing, D-I-F-F-E-R-I-N-G, differing. Weights, W-E-I-G-H-T-S, weights.
Differing weights 就是不同的砝码。Differing 就是不同的 D-I-F-F-E-R-I-N-G.R-I-N-G, differing. Weights, 砝码 W-E-I-G-H-T-S, weights, 砝码或今天的用语就是用来称重的那个标准那个量器。Different weights, 不同的砝码然后呢
And differing measures, measures, M-E-A-S-U-R-E-S.Measures.
Differing measures, 就是不同的量器。Differing, 刚刚提过就是不同的。Measures, measures, 就是量器用来量东西量多少的这种器具。Measures, M-E-A-S-U-R-E-S, measures, 就是量器。不同的砝码不同的量器，中文圣经翻译成两样的砝码，两样的升斗。
The Lord detests them both. Detests, D-E-T-E-S-T-S, detests.
两样的砝码，两样的升斗，都为耶和华所憎恶，上帝厌恶。人用不同的标准 The Lord 就是耶和华 Detests Detests 就是恨恶憎恶厌恶的意思 D-E-T-E-S-T-S The Lord detests 上帝是憎恶 Them Them 他们就是指这样子两样的砝码两样的升斗上帝这两种上帝都憎恶
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文。
Differing weights and differing measures. The Lord detests them both. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 10.
箴言二十章十节，两样的砝码，两样的升斗。都为耶和华所憎恶。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
What is an example of someone using differing weights?
我们可不可以举一个例子是有人用两样砝码 两样标准这样的例子是像怎么样呢？
Using different weights and measures is a form of thievery.
如果有人采用两样的砝码或两样的量器呢，其实是一种欺骗、偷窃的行为。
When a business uses differing weights, it means they use different scales to cheat their customers.
当在生意上、有一个公司或者是店家呢，使用两样的砝码、量器，这代表呢，他们用不同的标准来欺骗他们的顾客。
This type of behavior can be found throughout society.
其实这样的行为在我们的社会中常常看到的。
It happens in the justice system with unfair trials.
在我们的司法系统里面也常常看到，而且有很多不公平的判决。
It can be found in families through favoritism.
即使在我们的家庭中也常常发生，就是所谓的偏心偏爱。
It can be found in products with false advertisements.
在一般的商品中也常常看到，也就是呢，欺骗或是错误的广告。
It can be found in the government with bribery.
这样的行为在我们的政府中也有，比如说贿赂。
We should always strive to be honest in every part of our life.
在我们生活生命的每一个部分，我们都应该努力能够成为诚实的人。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后，我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
Differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 10.
箴言二十章十节，两样的砝码，两样的升斗，都为耶和华所憎恶。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
希望很快跟你空中再会。